Fresh off his win in the German elections, the likely new German Chancellor Friedrich Merz has some strong words for Donald Trump and for Europe. He says that Europe needs to declare independence from the United States, that Europe likely has to look to a new defense mechanism other than NATO, leaving the United States out of it. Also, he had some very harsh words for Elon Musk and said that his intervention was no less drastic than what Moscow does. You gotta watch this clip. And by the way, this clip is translated from German into English so that we could all understand it.
The absolute priority from my point of view is that the Europeans communicate and are united among themselves. Currently, the larger part of European politics without Germany. It has, of course, something to do with the election campaign and also now this interim phase. But I am in close communication with many prime ministers, heads of state and government leaders of the European Union. And for me, the absolute priority will be to strengthen Europe as quickly as possible so that we step by step also truly achieve independence from the USA. I would not have believed that I would have to say something like this on a TV program. But at the latest, after last week's statements by Donald Trump, it's clear that the Americans, at least this part of the American government, are largely indifferent to Europe's fate. I am very curious about how we will approach the NATO summit at the end of June. Head towards June, whether we will still be talking about NATO in its current state, or if we need to establish independent European defense capabilities much more quickly. So that has absolute priority for me. And I have absolutely no illusions about what is happening from America. Look at what Mr. Elon Musk has done recently in terms of interventions in the German elections. That is an unprecedented event. So the interventions from Washington were no less dramatic and drastic and ultimately brazen than the interventions we had from Moscow, still seen. So we are under such massive pressure from two sides that my absolute priority now truly is to establish unity in